received during this time of convention. Brother Bill Harp is going to direct our thoughts this evening. And as you've undoubtedly noticed, we're going to be using these little hymn booklets that we have. The deacons have packed away all of the regular dawn hymnals. And we're going to open with In Times Like These. It's about the third page in from the front, In Times Like These. And then Brother Bill Smith will ask the blessing on our convention echoes. In Times Like These.
This evening, as we reflect upon the things of this convention, the blessings received, and for the fellowship, and for all the things you provide for us throughout the day. We appreciate the knowledge of the truth, and for the brethren, and for the sacrifices made. And ask a special blessing upon Brother Harp as he leads us in these thoughts. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're very happy that Brother Bill and Sister Edith can be with us here in convention. And we're getting almost a tradition started. I believe this is now the second year that Brother Bill has agreed to serve us by conducting and leading, directing our thoughts as we reflect on the blessings of convention. So without further ado, it's a real privilege to turn the meeting over to Brother Bill Harp of Cincinnati.
Dear brother, we're certainly very happy to have the privilege the Lord afforded us of being here. We've enjoyed the fellowship and the wonderful thoughts from the Word of the Lord. There's a text I would like to read in opening this service. A wonderful promise that God has made to us as spiritual Israelites. And it's in Exodus 23, 20. He says, "Behold, I send the angel before thee to keep thee in the way and to bring thee into the place which I have prepared." I feel as though as when I go to a convention, it's certainly a place that the Lord has prepared. And then also in my daily experiences, I realize that Jesus has prepared a wonderful place for us if we are faithful. And so this is a wonderful promise which he has given to us. And as we've met together here, we have been reinforced in these wonderful promises of God. In another scripture in Psalms, as we've had in this convention many scriptures in Psalms, is another wonderful promise and wonderful fact. In the 40th chapter of Psalms, which we covered pretty well, but in the 5th verse, it says, "Many, O Lord my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to usward. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered." And I'm sure as you think over this convention, the wonderful blessings that we've had, how true this is. Now, I'm not going to take any more time in reading Scripture, but I'm sure that each one of you would like to say a few words, and maybe some particular thought has been especially strengthening to you in whatever daily experiences that you have been going through. Maybe even in the experience of another in your ecclesia that you're close to, that you feel that this thought, what you received here, may be able to strengthen that dear one in their experience. So who will be first to give an echo concerning the various topics? And we've had quite a few topics in this convention. So who would like to speak out concerning a blessing that they have specially received? Who will be first? Give your name and where you're from.
Okay, I'm Sister Beverly Stone from the San Luis Obispo Ecclesia, and I'm just very pleased to be able to stand up and express my appreciation to the brethren at Sacramento for this lovely convention. It's really been a privilege for me to be here, and it's been so uplifting and encouraging to me to hear the beautiful lessons, and the music has been beautiful. The fellowship has been so encouraging, and I appreciated the prayers of the brethren, and I think we just pray always that the things that we do and the words that we express here will be pleasing to our Heavenly Father. And I just wanted to say how much I appreciate everything that has been done for us. It's always a joy to see all the brethren, and when I see brethren from so far away, like the Harps from Ohio and the brethren that come from Detroit, it makes me realize how caring the brethren are to make these long trips so that we can encourage and help one another in this walk of faith. And so I wish to thank each one of you, and I pray for you, and I ask that you would remember me in your prayers also. Thank you.
Thank you, dear sister. Lord bless you. Who will be next? We have a wonderful family, the Lord's family, and it's certainly a great privilege.
I'm thinking about Brother Michael Nakora's talk about praising the Lord. I don't know how many of you met Leo Adams. Most of the time he was sitting down here. And he was raised in the Chicago Sunday School with Mark. Mark is 3 months older than Adam. Leo is his name now. Leo Adams. And I was so very happy to see him because he's been away for quite a while. And so I was really excited to see him. And he has a daughter. Boy, I'm getting tired. He has a sister the age of my daughter. So you see, his parents had a boy the age of my son and a girl the age of my daughter. So we raised our kids together. And that daughter hasn't always been in our ecclesia. She's gone to some of the different ecclesias too, but now she attends our ecclesia. And she had a tendency to say, "Praise the Lord." And I thought, "Oh my word." But you know, she got me in the habit of saying that. And it's amazing how often that fits in. "How are you, sister?" "Well, I'm fine because I'm at convention." And I say, "Well, praise the Lord." And then you'll tell me something else. And you know, I can't think of anything else to say. "Well, praise the Lord." And I'm getting to be a praise the Lord-er person because it really fits in a lot of things. And so when Michael gave his talk today, I thought, oh, Leo Adams is here. And his sister was the one who got me praising the Lord. And his talk, Michael's talk, "Well, praise the Lord." And so I just say, "Praise the Lord."
Thank you, Sister Joy. Appreciate that.
Better Young at Bakersfield, everybody knows. But I really was interested in all the Psalms, and I've always loved them. I especially love Psalm 19, but because it tells how great God is. But I guess I'm really interested, and I'd like to go through the Psalms. I've enjoyed all the others, too, and I've enjoyed the convention and fellowship, and I just love all of you very much.
Thank you, Sister Betty. Lord bless you.
I'll go next. I'm Tammy Kinsley from Sacramento. I just have to get up and say how thrilled I am to be here again, and how thrilled I am that all of you are here, and every person I've talked to that's been at this convention has just been excited about the convention and the spirit, and has said over and over what a blessing it was, and I have to echo that. And it's been mentioned over and over about how wonderful the talks have been, and I think the talks have been outstanding. Someone mentioned with the things that are happening in the truth and different things, that a little getting back to the basics is something that we all kind of needed, and I think a lot of us feel the same way about that. And some of the basics like the basis of our justification and the Psalms, and a common theme seems to have run through the convention, our Lord's faithfulness, the priesthood, our faithfulness to that. And I just wanted to share a little experience. I think once in a while we'll have, I know I have this, and I think maybe some of you have it also at times, that even though we live our day-to-day lives in the truth and we understand our hope and we understand our part in it and what the truth is all about and everything, once in a while, the way something is said, or we see a scripture a certain way, or one scripture will fall into place with another scripture, it gives us a little fleeting glimmer into the magnitude of God's plan and what's to happen in the kingdom and our part in it, and it's almost overwhelming. Just that, I think that if it has to come in a glimmer, because if it came all at once, we probably wouldn't be able to handle it. I think of our Lord when he was anointed with the Holy Spirit, and the heavens were opened up to him, and he had to go into the wilderness to sort it all out and plan his ministry. If that happened to us in this fallen human nature, it would just be unbelievable. But I think the Lord allows that sometimes, this little fleeting glimmer, to help build our faith and give us encouragement and hope, and I'm really thankful for that. And I just wanted to share a scripture that is really special to me. It's a little group of scriptures, and it's been on my mind a lot lately. And I think it goes right in with a lot of the talks that's been at this convention, the doctrines that we've heard. And it's in the 22nd chapter of Luke, and I take this very personally. It's when our Lord, it's at the memorial time, and when he's talking to his disciples, but like I say, I take this personally, and it means so much. And starting at the 28th verse, ye are they which have continued with me in my trial or my temptation. And I appoint unto you a kingdom, as my Father hath appointed unto me. That ye may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and sit on the thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And these scriptures give a little glimpse into our future work, and it ties into so many other scriptures, the memorial which is coming upon us, and as has been mentioned, Melchizedek and the priesthood. And when Melchizedek arrived on the scene and met Abraham, he offered bread and wine and blessed him. And I think that's what we are to do in our Father's kingdom and in our Lord's kingdom when we eat and drink at his table. And I'm looking forward to that and being there with all of you.
Thank you, Sister Tammy. And we feel as though the Lord has been present with us in these wonderful thoughts and our wonderful fellowship. Has certainly been blessed by him.
Brother Harp, I'm Brother Bajou from the Sacramento class. I wish to lift up my voice and give thanks to the Heavenly Father for the privilege that's been granted to me to come here. I've been having some medical problems, and I didn't even think I was going to be able to make it. And so I'm happy that I'm here. And I want to thank Bill and Gary for taking the responsibility of setting up the PA equipment for me. And one of my favorite scriptures is in 1 Samuel 24, and it says, "Only serve the Lord, only worship the Lord in the truth, for consider what great things he has done for you." And I have no doubt in my mind that we have the truth, and the pastor was that servant. I ask the interest in your prayers as I pray for each and every one of you, and may all of us make our call and election sure.
Thank you, and how important it is that we remember each other in our prayers.
And Sister Lois Adams from Boise, Idaho. And I just must get up and praise my Heavenly Father for this wonderful convention. And particularly, I have enjoyed all the lessons, all of them. But the ones on the Psalms have told me I am not praise. I do praise the Lord silently, but I want to do it more openly, so that all will know that I have walked with the Lord. I am having a nice experience playing at the nursing home near my apartment, and I've met a little Jewish lady who is thoroughly Jewish. And she tells me that Israel is the hope of the world. So, of course, I was going to tell her more. But the last time I went, she gave me quite a little sermon. And she said, Messiah must first come. And, of course, we're looking for the Antichrist. So I thought, well, I've taken literature to her. I don't know whether she's read it or not. She spent some time in Israel. She went to Jerusalem and was going to make her home there. But she became very ill, and they sent her home. And she was terribly disappointed. And I told her that Don and Alan were going to Israel, and she wants to go in their suitcase. But I don't think she'll fit in. But anyway, I do want to praise my Heavenly Father for so many, many blessings from the time I was a little girl. And he's been so good to me. I praise him for even the trials I've had. And they've brought me closer to him. I love it in Boise, and someone said, have you missed Illinois? And I said, I never looked back. Of course, I miss my family back there. I have so many. But anyway, I want to thank the Sacramento class for this wonderful convention and for the way they have cared for us. And I thank all of you.
Yes, I think we all appreciate the arrangements the brethren have made here. And Sister Donna.
I'm Sister Donna from Boise, and I hate to follow Mother. Her testimony was awful nice. I don't think I can measure up, but I thought that the earlier lessons were wonderful, and then finishing with the Psalms this afternoon was just the frosting on the cake. And I couldn't help but think while Brother Michael was talking of Veronica Driscoll at the General Convention and how she would stand up there and say, "Praise the Lord, hallelujah." And I thought, boy, she's got that right. But the 103rd Psalm has been really on my mind lately, and I'll just read about three verses of it. It's been so precious. It starts out with, "Praise the Lord, O my soul, all my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." And then it goes to, "The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love." And then it goes down to the part that's so encouraging to me. "As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear or reverence him. For he knows how we are formed, and he remembers that we are dust." And I love that. And I just want to close by saying hallelujah. And I remember Sister Joy said that she wasn't much on saying praise the Lord. But one time I was with her father, and the children had sung. I think it was at General Convention. And I don't know how old he was, but it wasn't too long before he passed away. And he said, "When I get old," he says, "I'm going to shout hallelujah when the children sing." He says, "I'm going to say praise the Lord." So I thought it was interesting that Sister Joy is saying that now. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Donna, for telling us. We certainly appreciate that.
Hello, I'm Bill, and I'm from the Sacramento Bible students. And I'm not sure what I'm going to say, but I thought I'd need to say something. I've been in my wife and I have been in the studying with the group for about a year now, and I've come through a pretty rocky journey in my life, like a lot of people have. But I really feel I've been moved by the Spirit since in my late 20s, and I've had a rocky road since then in different areas. But I find that in the last year things are really fitting into place, and I don't have all the doctrines down exactly and everything, but so far, from what I can see, I feel I belong. And I'm just thankful for this convention. I'm thankful for all the brethren I've met. And I look forward to getting to meet you and know you better, in the time. But I'm just thankful for my Heavenly Father, and I praise Jehovah, and I praise God. And He's a wonderful Lord. And I know throughout my history, people have I was led by the spirits. People have always been there somewhere to get me back on the right track, and it's not just by coincidence. It's God knows our needs, and He knows our troubles, and He knows our trials. And as long as we're willing to follow Him, in my experience, He'll always be there. Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Bill. We're certainly glad to have met you and your wife. And we're all students in the school of Christ. We're all learning. That's why we're here. And so we don't know it all. We're still listening, and we're learning too. So we're very happy that you can be with us, and I hope you continue. Lord bless you. Who'll be next?
Brother Bill and dear friends, I'm Sister Donna Burke, also from the Sacramento class. And I can sympathize with Brother Bill, because it was 15 years ago that this was my first convention. And I can't believe it's been 15 years. It seems like nothing. I want to, first of all, tell all of you how much I love you and how wonderful it is to see all of your faces here. And I want to praise the Lord as well. And I've really appreciated all of the discourses that the speakers have given this year. With having the convention text of "I Delight to Do Thy Will," I think that we've covered the full range from what it really means to be a son of God, and all the way up until through the Psalms, knowing that we're focusing on Christ and wanting to do what He does. And I think this particular psalm is a psalm that we would like to have as our text. Each and every one of us wants to do God's will. I especially appreciated Brother Walter and Brother Bob reminding us of our justification and the sacrifice Christ made for us and our sanctification, our setting apart, that we are in this world. We do want to set ourselves apart. We do want to be different. We don't want to be like everyone else because the calling that God has given us sets us apart. And I think we have to acknowledge that, and we have to focus on the fact that we will be set apart if we're going to follow Christ. So I appreciate those thoughts, and I also especially appreciated the fact that our focus on Christ in the Psalms is, for me, very good at this time of year, approaching the memorial, to be thinking about his life and all of the things that he did for us as well as everyone else in the world, and the fact that no one will be left out. I mean, we're endeavoring now to do God's will, and in the kingdom, the world will be doing the same thing. And we will all be putting God's law in our heart, and we all look forward to that time, I know. So I just wanted to, again, say how much I love all of you, and I ask an interest in your prayer.
Yes, daily we're striving to walk in his footsteps, aren't we, the Master? And, of course, that's writing that wonderful will of our Heavenly Father in our hearts. Make it a little plainer, okay?
Hi, everybody. My name is Joy Carey, and I agree with everything my husband had to say. I just wanted to add something to it, and that is that I'm very grateful that we got connected with all the brethren and the sisters and brothers in the Sacramento Bible group, and I'm especially glad to have met the people I've met during this convention, our sister and brother Carmelita and Ken from Canada, and Iola from Canada, and all the others I didn't get to meet. Maybe next time. I'm looking forward to meeting you. And also, I'm really happy with the Psalms. I just love the Psalms. And I memorized, when I was 15, the 23rd Psalm. And I still feel that that's true for me today. Thank you.
Lord bless you. Thank you. Appreciate that. We certainly can. There's no reason why not. Thank you, Sister Vera.
No.
You know, that might be a good idea. We haven't seen Burton up here. It's in the front of your book. In my heart, there rings a melody.
Thank you.
sounded good, too, by the way. Who'll be next? We see our time is moving.
My name is Nancy. From the L.A. class, and Burton forgot to bring the love of the Wednesday night class to everyone here, and so I thought I'd say that, and that this is my first Sacramento convention, and that I really appreciate the efforts of everyone here and their labor of love, and I appreciate all the fellowship that I have shared with so many people this year already. I can hardly imagine what the rest of the blessings that will come from all the conventions yet throughout the year. But I love all of you, and I remember you in my prayers, and I hope you remember me. And maybe we could... have you got a Bible, Bill?
Yes, I have.
I like to... Why don't you read Psalm 16:11 for me? That's one of my favorites.
Psalm 16:11?
Yeah.
All right.
And thank you.
Well, we're certainly glad to hear from you, and I think Burton done that on purpose, so you'd have to get up and give the love of the Wednesday night class. 16:11, thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. And I'm sure that we all fully agree with that, don't we? Who will be next? Thank you, Sister Nancy.
Emil Hersher from Phoenix. For Sister Deseen and myself, just say again, we're very thankful for the privilege of being here, and we do appreciate the blessings of this convention and the service of the brethren in arranging it, preparing it, and the willingness of each one, and the promptness with which they did the things. I rushed off and left my wife's Valentine card at home. And so Bill, well, Bill, anyway, you know. Bless his heart. I should know his name, didn't I? Anyway. The one that's helped, good, very good around here. Anyway, somehow he got a flower here. And they passed it to me from underneath the table to give to my wife. And the card at home, she'll get when she gets home, all signed and all ready. But anyway, it's been great to be here. Lessons, and I don't think it's just our imagination, but the Spirit, I think we're all, maybe it's because maybe we are growing a little bit in appreciation and the love. I'm more than ever convinced that going to be a very great privilege to be a part of that family that the Lord is preparing for himself in reality, but which will be a benefit to all. And I was thinking of Bill Carey's testimony here. We appreciate it. My parents told me that when some that hadn't been in the way too long would sometimes speak with Brother Russell after a meeting, they'd be asking questions, maybe, and maybe they were beginning to rejoice. They said oftentimes he would say, just keep on coming, brother. Just keep on coming. And after 50 years or maybe a little more of appreciating the truth, I'm reminded of something that Sister Deseen told one of her brothers one day when they were visiting us, he and his wife. And we were discussing the truth and religion. And he said, and he was perfectly honest, he says, well, he says, I don't know that any of us really know about these things. And Deseen's answer to him was, she said, well, she says, I believe that that viewpoint and those thoughts and that religion which would be, would most glorify the Heavenly Father's name, would probably be closer to the truth. And I think the truth would bear investigation, and we've never heard anything better, and we just pray that His will may be done in all things. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
The Lord bless you and your service. We had an obituary a while back. The person called, and it was a man that was 80 years old. And he made the comment, which I thought was very interesting. He said, "I was never religious." And he said, "Of course, my wife went to the church, but," he said, "I never went with her." But he said, "You know," he said, "I received that little book called Hope." And he said, "I read that book very thoroughly." And he said, "I just wanted to call and tell you, even though I'm not religious," he wanted me to know that, "but," he said, "I want to tell you something. This is the God that I want to know, because He has something for everybody, a blessing." And I said, "Well, there's one thing for sure. You got the message. God does have something for everybody." And he said, "Well, may God bless you." And he told me his name and so forth, his address. But he said, "I'm quite feeble," and he said, "I'd just be unable to come." But he said, "I wanted to let you know that we appreciated that little booklet." And I often ask myself the question, if I didn't have the truth, where would I go? Where would I go? You know, that's it, the truth. And that's all that we need, is what the Lord has given us. Who will be next?
Brother Bill, I'm Sister Carmelita from Vernon, British Columbia, Canada. I want to first thank our Heavenly Father and the Sacramento class for putting effort together so that we can all come here and enjoy this convention. Where on earth can you go and say, "I'm going and I'm going to meet with 100 brethren that are waiting for me"? It's just, it's wonderful. And I thank all the brethren who've put their efforts together. I enjoyed all the talks. I find doctrines as cords of faith for me, and I enjoyed that an awful lot. But the one talk that sticks out and that I enjoyed was the marriage of the Lamb. I just loved it a lot. I enjoyed meeting with all our old, many new, and friends that we've made. I call you friends, brethren. We are friends. We love you all very much. And the Lord be with you till we meet again.
Thank you. The Lord bless you.
I'm Catherine Freer from Sacramento, and I just wanted to thank all of the sisters that work so hard at doing their classes for the children. We didn't have a very big turnout this year, but we had excellent classes, and I appreciate the help in that respect. And also, that I just want to tell everyone that I'm so happy that this was such a wonderful convention and that everyone got here safely and received the blessings that I know you all came for, and I'm sure you did get. And I received so many blessings, and just seeing all of you and having you here was such an uplift. And I appreciated all of the work that everyone went to either get here, to prepare for it, to bring their talks, or to extend their fellowship. And I love you all.
Thank you. Good to hear from you, and I know that there was a lot of work involved. Edith and I, we've been in the background of conventions doing the work, so we know.
I'm probably going to forget everything I said. Many thoughts have been running through my head. As the convention for us starts early because of the registering, and I got a telephone call one day, and it was Carmelita from Canada, and I almost forgot why she was calling. Canada is more Carmelita. But she said that she and Ken would come if they could have, if it was possible. And then Charlene called and wanted to come. And first time I met Charlene, she was 11 years old, maybe younger. I think LaVon was 11. But she used to call me the lady with the two-color hair. Don't need to explain that one. Still two color. But I was looking around, and the brethren on the platform, I have been in the way a long time, and I heard these talks, and I thought, oh my goodness, the Lord is blessing this convention. The thoughts that were coming out that were feeding us bread from heaven, and I just got excited inside. And I was thinking about Beverly, what she said, the way they come. So far, they spend their own money and their own time. And I thought about the psalm that says, gather my saints together, those who have made a sacrifice with me, a covenant by sacrifice with me. That's Psalm 50:5.
Right.
And it's just wonderful. And everyone in this room, in some manner or form, had a special impact upon my life in one way or another, some more deeply than others. But I think I love you with a depth that I've never loved before, because as Emil said, we're getting close to the end. There's many things happening in the truth movement itself. I think we're beginning to appreciate each other. I think we're beginning to appreciate being fed by the Lord. And I am going to be selfish now, because I think everybody is aware how much I love the music. When I knew that Martha was coming and I knew that Joy was going to be here, oh, I was elated, because I knew Joy could play anything that Martha wanted to sing in that. And the last song that the chorus sang, the blend, the harmony was so beautiful. Precious Lord, hold my hand. And this is my selfish part. I would like to have Joy play and we sing. She played this one time when I was looking at a piano and just was running through it. It was so beautiful. She wasn't playing it for someone to sing, but it's the I Know Who Holds Tomorrow. And that fits in so well with Precious Lord, Hold My Hand, that I enjoyed so much.
Joy play it through once, and then we'll sing the first verse of it. And we don't want to sing too much because of our time, but we'll sing the first verse of it. We'll let you play all the way through. And then we'll... Thank you. have some time, so who will be next in offering the...
I'm Brother Allers from Boise, and again, I'd like to thank my Heavenly Father for the privilege of being here this weekend. It's been a marvelous convention and learned many wonderful lessons. The main reason I got up, I wanted to relate something to you that doesn't pertain to this convention, but it just came to my mind when Sister Carmelita got up a while ago. Many years ago, Don and I just hesitated to have brethren stop in our home and visit us because we didn't feel we were good enough to have them stop. But one time, Carmelita called and said they were coming through on their way to Phoenix, and we invited them to stay at our place, and it was so wonderful that I just have to thank them for that opportunity that they gave us. And since then, we've done it many times, and it's been such a blessing, and I've always meant to tell them how much I appreciated that, but I never got around to it. And then we've had many over the years now, and then the last one was at our convention last year. We had a chance to have Bob and Deanna with us, and we had known them before and loved them, but it was special now. We have much better, closer love and concern for them. And again, I just want to say I thank for that opportunity that we've had. It's such a blessing to have the brethren in your home because they are your family. Thank you.
That is one of the great blessings of having brethren with you and to be able to fellowship and discuss the truth. And you really get to know one another when you're with our brethren in our homes and so forth, and we appreciate that. And so I'm sure that we're all happy about those experiences. Sister Donna,
it's me again. Yeah. I wanted to tell what I thought when Brother Ken and Sister Carm and the kids, all of them, were coming. And I was scared to death to have them in our home because I thought they'd find out that we weren't perfect. And I knew all the other brethren were. And when they came, they didn't seem to mind that we weren't perfect. So then we were brave enough to have other brethren. And I wish we had kept a guest book or something, because, as Alan said, it has been such a blessing to get to know the brethren in that way. And there hasn't been one that didn't leave us grateful for the privilege of having them and for the Father that placed us in this family. And I just wanted to add that.
Thank you for that testimony. I believe this is Boise, too.
I was feeling real guilty because all the others had spoken and I hadn't. But I'm Esther Hanley from Boise, and I'm so happy to be here and thankful to my Heavenly Father for making it possible, and to Donna and Alan for being kind enough to bring me. And I want to bring the love of Brother and Sister Elton Pig and my daughter Joyce and Ron and Val Cooper and my brother Joe and his wife Beth. They all wanted me to bring their love to you. And I'd like to thank all of you in Sacramento for such a lovely reception, and the kindnesses, and getting to know you has been wonderful. And again, I'm so thankful to my Heavenly Father, and I ask an interest in your prayer. Thank you.
Good hearing from you. Lord bless you. I think we have one down here in the corner. Okay.
It's Beverly Stone again, and I said my piece before, but the story that the Allers told about having brethren in their home, it just reminded me something of the Allards told me, and I know they will appreciate this, because we had hoped to have a Brother Aller come and be a speaker at our convention some time ago, and he wasn't able to come because he was going on a pilgrim trip. And the Allards had told me that they were planning to have the Allers come and stay with them. They had planned the whole thing, you know. They had been in Boise at one convention some time ago, and the Allers had them in their home, and they said they were just wonderful to us. So they were really disappointed that the Allers couldn't come so that they could return the favor. And I thought they'd like to know that their imperfect home is apparently a lovely place to be. So anyway, I thought you'd like to know that. And it is a joy always to have brethren come to your house. whether it's just for a meeting or if they should stay over. I had that privilege a few years ago. I don't have a big enough place now to have anyone come, but it is a wonderful privilege to have brethren come and to have the fellowship and to be able to have them in your home to serve dinner and so forth. It's a privilege, so I just wanted to add that.
Thank you. And how true that is, it is a wonderful privilege that we can have the Lord's part of the family in our home.
I'm Sister Snyder from the Sacramento class, and I want to praise the Lord for the blessing of this convention. It was just really outstanding to me, and they were all blessings, the discourses and the fellowship. Someone mentioned something about friends or friendship, and I want you to know that Carlton and Catherine and Yama have been the best example to me of friendship I've ever met in my life. And I'm so thankful for their example, their fellowship and love. And I love each and every one of you. And I want to be able to express this to each of you as the Lord gives me opportunity. I'm a shy person, and I'm not very good at expressing myself, but this is how I feel toward all of you. And this is a special day for Herb and I. It's our anniversary. So sometimes Sacramento Convention falls on the 14th, Valentine's Day. And so it's kind of special too for us. And I want to thank the Lord for the blessing that Herb has been to me. He's such a good example and an encouragement. And I really appreciate it. Lord bless each of you. And then I'm going to need my prayers as I have.
Thank you, Sister Ruth. And Lord, continue to bless you. And this is sort of a special day for me, too, because my mom and dad was married on Valentine's Day. Oh. I guess we could. I think we can sing that song, Happy Anniversary, instead of birthday. just wait a minute. No, go ahead.
Brother David Tiffany from Bedell, Oregon, and I'm thankful to be here, and I've enjoyed all the talks real well, and I happen to think that when we used to have a class up to the Dalles, too, it had a lot of the brethren in our home. Brother Price, many times, I guess I don't know whether you remember him or not. Brother Hall, John Hall, was in our home, and Brother Penrose was in our home, and so we enjoyed having different brethren in our home, too, many times when we had a class at the Dalles. And I enjoyed all the talks this time. I'm certainly glad to the opportunity to be in here. And thank you very much.
Lord bless you, dear brother. Before we close this, I would like to say that my brother, first of all, I want to say that I enjoyed all the talks, because a lot of things brought back thoughts to my mind that the brethren brought up and reinforced the thoughts that I had in my mind. But I walked up to Brother Michael Nakora and I said, when you announced the subject, I sort of wondered what you were going to talk about. And I said, I learned a lot about who authored the different psalms, and I appreciated that, how they were brought into the New Testament. But then I said, also it brought back a special memory in our class. We had a black sister that came into our class, and when we would have a study, and I'd bring out about the promises concerning the kingdom and also the high calling, this sister would say, "Hallelujah, praise the Lord." So finally she got looking around and she noticed nobody else said anything. So she started quieting down, you know. And so one day I was leading the study, and, you know, I said, "Friend, I'm sure you're saying this in your heart, but I appreciated that when the sister said, 'Hallelujah, praise the Lord,' because that's the way we actually feel in our hearts when we hear these wonderful promises which the Heavenly Father has given to us." So Brother Nakora brought back some memories. I think we'll sing Happy Anniversary, and then we'll close with the last hymn, Wonderful, in the...
Is it Wonderful?
Is that the one that you had in mind?
The very last one.
Oh, it's the very last one? Oh, I'm sorry. I guess... Oh, is that... it's just on... Yeah, St. Clement, yeah. Okay.
Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to you. May the dear Lord bless you. May the dear Lord bless you. Happy
So we'll sing the last hymn in the little booklet. Last hymn in the little booklet.
Thank you, Brother Bill, and each and every one of you for the beautiful testimonies and praise in our Echoes meeting this Sunday this evening. This song, this hymn that you joined us in singing to close, is a very precious one to Ruth and me. We first encountered it in England when we were serving there on a Dawn Pilgrim trip some 4 years ago now. And they closed their evening service at their convention each night with this. And the thoughts, the words that are expressed are so beautiful in terms of the unity of the brethren the world over, and how we are all under our Heavenly Father's care. And so we thank you for that, and I know it expresses our sentiments for a beautiful convention that the Lord has blessed us with, and for which each one of you have been a major important contributor. We'd like to close with Songs in the Night, and our brother Alan Allers from Boise will read for us the Songs in the Night.
You wouldn't want me to sing. Songs in the Night, February the 14th. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. 2 Corinthians 4:17. Are we willing to bear the hatred, the scorn, the contumely which loyalty to the truth belongs? Is our Father's loving favor more, far more to us than the favor and smiles of the whole world, even far more than life itself? If so, we can go forth in His name, rejoicing as we go, praising Him with our lips, singing the new song which He has put into our mouths, even the loving kindness of our God. It costs something to sing this song. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. 2 Corinthians 4:17.
Thank you, Brother Allen. Let's stand, and we'll ask our Brother Harp to close this day, this evening, this convention in prayer. Will you do?
Dear Father, as we humbly come into Thy presence, hallowed be Thy most holy name. And dear Father, at the conclusion of this wonderful occasion, which we have been privileged to attend, to hear Thy wonderful words of life, to realize that the indwelling of Thy Spirit has truly filled our hearts, that we have the privilege of fellowshipping with Thy dear family. Dear Father, as we realize that Jesus is truly our great head and our Redeemer, how thankful we are for all the wonderful things which Thou hast done for us. And so, Father, may the memories of this time continue with us in our days of experiences and trials, to help us in being more than overcomers. Help us to develop the fruits and graces of the Holy Spirit. And so, dear Father, as we look unto ourselves, we're very much aware of all our brethren everywhere, those who are less fortunate than we are, those who are going through severe trials and testings of their faith. Yes, dear Father, we ask the special blessing of comfort, peace, and strength to each and every one throughout the earth who have this same heart's desire to serve Thee in spirit and in truth. So, Father, as we come to the conclusion of this convention, as we've witnessed these wonderful testimonies, how much we have learned and how much we've appreciated our fellowship together, may it be a strong bind to hold us firm, that we continue on doing the things that are pleasing in Thy sight. We realize, dear Father, that we are dust. It is only by Thy grace that we have this wonderful privilege wherein we stand. Therefore, help us in all our experiences to realize that Thou art with us, that Thy angels are guarding us. Continue with us now as we depart from this place, and may we continue to hold forth the wonderful words of life, that we may be a blessing to those who are around about us. Forgive us for our many shortcomings, as we continue to put all our trust and our hope in Thee. We ask it all in Jesus' dear name.